AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it a landmark ruling. The Supreme Court dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, ruling Texas, other Republican-led states, and two individuals had no right to bring their lawsuit in federal court. This is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
So let me say definitively, the Affordable Care Act has won. The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay.
Also left in place, the law's requirement people have health insurance or pay a penalty. It doesn't mean much. The penalty is now zero. The Supreme Court unanimously sided against the city of Philadelphia and with a Catholic foster care agency that says its religious views prevent it from working with same-sex couples as foster parents. The U.S. will invest more than $3 billion for an antiviral drug program for the coronavirus and other dangerous viruses. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The COVID-19 pills would be used to minimize symptoms after infection. They're already being developed, and Dr. Anthony Fauci says the money will help speed clinical trials and give more support for research. The program also aims to find new therapies for other viruses.
There are few treatments that exist for many of the viruses that have what we call pandemic potential.
Meantime, the CDC says average daily new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. have hit their lowest point since the pandemic's early days and are down 95% over 5 months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of people filing for unemployment went up last week for the first time since April. Economist Anne Elizabeth Conkle was asked why.
There are plenty of people out there who are still concerned about the virus. There are childcare concerns. And then likely the federal expanded unemployment benefits, they are likely a piece of the puzzle.
The UK recorded over 10,000 virus cases for the first time since February. This is AP News. Scotch single malt whiskey drinkers are getting a break. The U.S. is suspending tariffs on the Scottish exports.
The move comes after a long-standing trade row between the U.S. and the EU has been resolved. President Donald Trump imposed the 25% tariffs in October 2019 as part of the trade dispute over aerospace subsidies. While the UK no longer is an EU member, it belonged to the bloc when the tariffs were introduced. The Scotch Whiskey Association estimates that the tariffs led to a 30% fall in total exports to the U.S. That's about the same as $850 million since March 2021. Karen Chamas, London.
Rafael Nadal will not play at Wimbledon or at the Tokyo Olympics, saying he's decided to skip the tournaments after listening to his body. Nadal is a 20-time Grand Slam champion. The U.S. Open tennis tournament will allow 100% spectator capacity throughout its entire 2 weeks in Flushing Meadows, New York, October 30th through September 12th. Ed Donahue, AP News.